Hey, it's Daryl here with College Baseball Recruiting Tips, and today I'm going to answer a question that I get all the time, especially from younger parents who don't have the money to invest in select ball teams, and they really want to know if their son can get recruited by college baseball coaches with just playing high school baseball. And the question is absolutely yes. The difference is that when you're paying for recruiting services, or at least the credible recruiting services, you're paying for their connections. You're paying for them helping to honestly evaluate your son's talent and see where they're at. And if they're really good, they're helping you take a deeper look at your financial piece and the academic piece to make sure that your son's a good all-around fit for these schools, and vice versa, that the school and the coaching staff and their style and philosophy is a good all-around fit for your son. And so when you do this, if the parents are willing to learn what we call the facts, the financial piece, the academic piece, the coaching compatibility piece and research piece, the talent, which is the hardest piece for a parent to objectively do, is evaluate their own son's talent. And then the social piece, where does he really want to go? Where will he be happy? What kind of campus, what type of school will he be the happiest at? And that's the piece that we can't forget, that even though he wants to play baseball, this is still his college experience. It's still, you know, his educational experience and hopefully a degree that's going to serve him for the rest of his life. And so we want to make sure that as a parent, we're focused on the right things. And that's the hardest piece of the recruiting process, is as a parent, is understanding the financial academic responsibilities of the family and your son, and then how to research coaches and how to get an objective talent evaluation. And a lot of that's based on the position that your sons play. Pitchers and up the middle players are a lot more highly sought after than corner outfielders and first and third basemen that are a lot of converted players playing first and third. And so it depends on what position your son plays, and again, what type of school that he wants to go to, and then how do we research coaches and really get that objective talent evaluation so we can dig into it. So at the very beginning of this, parents, if you'll do the research, or what I call the pre-search, and we have a facts recruiting method that we use to help guide parents through this, is understanding what you as a family, your values are and what you need to do. And then it makes it a lot easier to reach out to recruiting services or target the right showcases that will be the schools that your son could go play for, and that financially and academically they're going to be a good fit for your family and your son. But a lot of that is just understanding how to do the research. And that's the piece that most recruiting services don't teach parents. And it's a part of it that a lot of times the parent has to do. You have to learn how to do the research. And it sounds a lot more complicated than it really is. But some of this is really about where your family's at and your family's values and what your son's goals and desires are with his college baseball experience and his overall college experience. So don't overthink this, and don't be intimidated by the fact that you're going to have to do some of this groundwork, because it's really not that complicated once you understand the five key pieces: the financial, the academic, the coach compatibility, the talent, and the social desirability, the place that you want to end up and land at. Once you understand those pieces, now you can reach out to recruiting services or connector services and reach out to different coaches and target their camps and showcases, that you already got a decent idea or a pretty good idea that that's a school that your son would want to go to. Now it's just a matter of finding compatibility and the role and responsibility, the playing time, his goal as a player, and then narrowing down those schools to ultimately that is the ones that we want to focus on getting recruited by and building those relationships with. And ultimately, when it comes down to, you know, his sophomore, junior, senior year and starting to pick where he's ultimately going to go play at, that you guys have, you can use these facts, this facts recruiting method, to kind of filter out the schools that you don't think, or filter out the coaches that you don't think will be a good fit for your son. And you'll be able to dive right in and hopefully use this facts recruiting method to kind of help you target and identify and ultimately pick the best school it's going to be for your son to play at. So if you need more help, click the link below. You can check in and check it out and see what you need to do to learn and master the FACTS recruiting method. And when you do, I think it will put you parents on a different path and will give you everything you need to understand how to start the recruiting process and what you need to know and what you need to do first. And then you can start reaching out and using certain recruiting services and connectors to help you target the right coaches and to find out more about the coaches, what scholarships are available, and then what kind of experience would your son have playing for that coach and what opportunities are there. So again, yes, your son can most definitely get recruited only playing high school baseball, but you're going to have to do a lot of the legwork, a lot of the stuff to help your son target these schools and find out which ones will be the best fit. Find trusted talent evaluators, because as a parent, that's the hardest thing for us to do, is be objective about our kid. We love our kid more than anybody, and we see all the good and rarely see the things that they struggle with or how to fix those. And so you got to learn to trust these third-party evaluators that are credible and trust the coaches that they understand what they need and the type of player they're looking for. The one thing you don't want is incompatibility with the coach, because you could have financially be the right school, academically your son qualifies, he has the talent to play at that school, and socially that's a school he wants to be on. He loves the campus, he loves the community, and then you find out that the coach is the battle, that they just ain't compatible with the coach, and it kind of throws the whole thing out of order. And creates the chaos. So parents, you most definitely do this, but you got to learn the facts. You got to understand how to research these schools for you and your son's family's values. And then once you understand that, now you can start targeting those schools that will fit within that facts framework. And so if you want more information, again, click the link below and we'll be more than happy to walk you through and show you what we do with our parents that we guide through this process.